Blackstone Audio presents Wanted by Shelley Shepherd Gray. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118:24. We did not inherit this land from our fathers. We are borrowing it from our children. Amish Proverb. Chapter 1. Katie Brenneman noticed that Jonathan Lundy was crushing the brim of his hat. Round and round he turned it, fingering the black felt as he spoke. Every few moments, without warning, his fingers would clench and the rim would succumb to his grip. If he continued the process much longer, Jonathan was going to be in dire need of a new hat. "Katie, are you listening, daughter?" She started, daring to glance at her mother, who was sitting across from her on the love seat, her current sewing project forgotten in the basket next to her.
"Yes, ma'am. I'm listening."
"You have hardly looked at our guest once since he's arrived. You haven't spoken more than a few words." Her mother treated Katie to a look she knew well. It said she had better shape up and soon.
"Is everything all right?"
Irene Brenneman was a lot of things, but a fool certainly wasn't one of them. Katie swallowed.
"Of course."
"Then you are interested in what Jonathan has to say?" Katie had been fond of Jonathan Lundy for years. She'd always been mighty interested in what he had to say. Not that he seemed to notice.
"Yes."
The hat took another beating as Jonathan spoke. "I have something to ask of Katie. Something that I am hoping she would think was a mighty good idea."